Local churches have responded in a variety of creative ways to the challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic. And for many congregations, this has opened an unexpected door into new kinds of collaboration and involvement. The small church of St. Clement's, near the city centre in Cambridge, has been mounting a live-streamed Eucharist every Sunday from the home of one of the associated clergy, with a time for online discussion afterwards. It has also created a daily bulletin for prayers and news, with suggested biblical readings, an assortment of people's photographic meditations, and a short reflection. These reflections have been written by members of the congregation as well as clergy who minister at the church, and others who have a more occasional connection with its life. They have been an important factor in keeping the community together. The service and the bulletin have drawn a sizable and varied group of people keen to explore the resources of faith in a time of crisis. Before my recent move back to Wales, I had the privilege of assisting regularly at St. Clement's and was grateful for the opportunity to contribute weekly to this venture. The meditations in this little book represent 6 months of these weekly offerings. What these pages don't show is the steady underlying stream of shared reflection on the part of a significant number of others, lay and ordained, who have supported the initiative by writing for the bulletin more or less regularly. I want to pay tribute to the insight and commitment of all of them, and to acknowledge how much what is set down here owes to the ongoing conversation with the St. Clement's community. I also want to thank Sarah and Robert van der Weyer for all their work in organising the daily bulletin and weekly worship for St. Clement's over these months, and for the encouragement they and others have given in bringing these meditations together. The church has a long Catholic Anglican tradition and still uses the language of the Book of Common Prayer, which will explain why the quotations here from biblical and liturgical texts are often in traditional language. And what I've written generally takes for granted a certain kind of practice and vocabulary. I hope this doesn't get in the way for listeners who are not native to this environment. I'm always encouraged by the fact that the worship at St. Clement's seems to speak to people from a wide variety of social and national backgrounds and a representative spread of ages. So I have not tried to remove what is specific to this congregation any more than I have edited out local references to the city and its landscape, hoping that a wider listenership overhearing this will still find things they recognise and resonate with. We are by no means out of the wood yet as far as the pandemic is concerned. What we have been thinking and praying about in these last months, as reflected here, is, sadly, not a matter of historical interest. The acute challenges to faith, hope, and love remain. But these meditations, brief and scrappy as they may be, are offered in the hope that our Christian communities will continue to find resources of compassion, trust, and energy to share with a society and a world struggling with what seem unmanageable burdens and impossibly complex decisions. Rowan Williams, 26th of October, 2020.